with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is scheduled to give his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this evening. Wisconsin GOP delegate Kathy Brohammer says every American can identify with J.D. Vance, who has gone from poverty to success.
No matter what level you are in your life, he can relate to you because he's been there. Because the steps that he has taken all in his young life has made to get where he is now. He had to cross all of those bridges. So I think that people can feel happy and confident that he will understand that.
Former President Donald Trump will give his acceptance speech at the convention tomorrow night. Investigations mount into the attempted assassination of former President Trump as the gunman's motive remains elusive. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks was about 400 feet from former President Trump when he was able to shoot at him, piercing his ear and killing one rally attendee. Video shot by DJ Lowry captures the minutes before it happens, with people informing police of the gunman. Mike DeFrisia also shot video.
My wife ran over and started telling policemen that, hey, there's a guy on the roof and he's got a gun.
Several investigations into the security breakdown underway. I'm Julie Walker.
Nearly two-thirds of Democrats say President Biden should withdraw from the presidential race and let his party select a different candidate, according to a new poll. It sharply undercuts his post-debate claim that the average Democrat is still with him, even if some big names are turning on him. The new survey by the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research was conducted 2 weeks after Biden's debate flop. On Wall Street, the Dow by 243 points. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates like J.D. Vance.
The Ohio senator is former President Trump's nominee for vice president, and he comes to the ticket with strong pro-life credentials. Carol Tobias, who heads National Right to Life, says Senator Vance is, quote, committed to promoting life and protecting both women and their preborn children. She adds that Vance is a strong supporter of pro-life pregnancy centers and opposes federal funding for abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York Attorney General and New York Civil Liberties Union have filed suit against a county on Long Island over its latest attempt to ban males from playing on women's sports teams at county facilities. The separate lawsuits were filed Monday. They came on the same day that Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican, signed the policy into law. An earlier executive order by him was struck down by a judge. Both challenges argue the Nassau ban violates state anti-discrimination laws. This is SRN News. Federal transportation officials are providing $5 billion to replace or improve aging bridges in 16 states.
The grants come from a $1 trillion infrastructure package President Biden signed into law in 2021. The largest project provides an additional $1.4 billion to help replace two bridges carrying Interstate 5 traffic over the Columbia River between Oregon and Washington. Other projects receiving $500 million or more include bridges in Mobile, Alabama, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, more than 42,000 bridges across the U.S. are in poor condition, and they're on average 70 years old. The new bridges will be seismically resilient and multimodal, with room for vehicles, pedestrians, bicycles, and public transit. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.